I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape, and here are some of the stories that the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom is following today. A team of researchers released its final report today on the health and well-being of African Americans in the St. Louis region. For the Sake of All was a 14-month project to investigate racial health disparities. Monsanto has reported a security breach in its precision planting unit. According to a report by Bloomberg News, the world's largest seed company sent a letter to the Attorney General of Maryland. The company says fewer than 1,300 customers were affected. And the Illinois Senate is expected to approve a new state budget today. The $35 billion spending plan keeps funding flat next year for schools and most state agencies, but it could still lead to layoffs and more delays in paying bills. Join St. Louis Public Radio this afternoon for local and regional news and throughout the day on our website, stlpublicradio.org. Well, you probably know that St. Louis has the largest Bosnian population outside of that country, and a multimedia art exhibition at Fontbonne University showcases the talents of Bosnian artists. The exhibition is curated by Shayla Holland. Welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you.
Also, Elma Mujanovic is president of St. Louis Friends of Bosnia Herzegovina, which is a newly formed nonprofit. Elma, welcome to you.
Thank you, Steve.
And Ben Moore is a professor of English at Fontbonne and co-founder of the Bosnia Memory Project. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Steve.
We actually talked to you, you'll have to tell me now, a year or two ago. Was that when the project began?
It was a few years after the project began, and we've undertaken a lot of cultural events that really try to raise awareness about the positive things that people from Bosnia have brought to St. Louis and to other parts of the world.
That's sort of what we're talking about now. Shayla, isn't it true that when most of us do think about Bosnia, it's the challenges of that country that, you know, come to mind, whether it's the war or more recently, the horrible flooding? And so what you're trying to concentrate on is all the other things.
Absolutely. And that's something very personal. I mean, being a Bosnian refugee, every time people talk about Bosnia, it's always through the picture of destruction, war, atrocities, and recently the flooding. So bringing something positive and echoing that message is something that we really strive.
Which is not to say those things aren't true and real.
Yes, they're very true and real. But we want to focus on the positive.
Mm-hmm. Well, the flooding in particular, since that's so recent, what did they say? It was like 3 months of flooding in 3 days.
And
I read somewhere the publisher of the local Bosnian newspaper here, I think he called it, tell me if you agree, that it was the flooding was a worse tragedy than the war.
Well,
that's subjective, I guess.
Hard to compare the two, but looking at the pictures and looking at what people are going through and the suffering, it's getting close to it.
Probably from the emotional aspect. Yes. If you think about people that actually went back to Bosnia, rebuilt their homes, spent years outside of Bosnia, came back to Bosnia, and now something like this happens, it's definitely can be felt as more impactful as the war, because it's, again, another beginning.
Right. On a positive note, there have been some really great efforts here in St. Louis, I guess, that began in the Bosnian community, relief efforts to help the people there. So that's a positive thing.
And that continues throughout the community, not just in St. Louis, but across the United States and Europe.
Mm-hmm. So, Shayla, this Bosnian Born is an exhibit that you've already toured around the country a little bit, right?
It's been on tour for 2 years now, actually. It started in California in May of 2012, and actually was to commemorate 20 years of the war in Bosnia, and for that same messaging you mentioned. So people often associate Bosnia with destruction, and everything related to creativity, prosperity, hard work is often lost in translation. So our mission was to show Bosnian communities through a different light, and there's no better way to do it than through art and creativity. Mm-hmm. So it started in California. It was in Boston for 6 months. It was in Washington Embassy in Washington, D.C., and now it's safely arrived to St. Louis.
So we want to showcase the positive things, the happy parts of being Bosnian, right? So
survival of the human spirit, as you like to call it. You know, we've been through all of this, and we can still make art like it is, and
right.
Yeah.
Ben, let me ask you as I hate to use the word outsider, but as a non-Bosnian, that's better, about the Bosnian community here in St. Louis. I mean, it's noteworthy.
It is noteworthy. The Bosnian community here connects us with the world, and it reminds us that here in St. Louis, we're really part of a cosmopolitan sphere. And this exhibit reflects that. Bosnia-Herzegovina, before the war, was a very cosmopolitan country when it was part of Yugoslavia, partly because it was a crossroads of so many different cultures. It was multi-ethnic. And even while Bosnia was still part of Yugoslavia, Bosnians traveled all over the world. And now, tragically, many have been forced to live in other parts of the world because of the war and genocide in Bosnia, but they have brought so much vitality to the areas that they've lived in. And as we know, parts of St. Louis have been transformed by the people from Bosnia-Herzegovina who live there. And this exhibit is just a reminder of how much is really invested in that community and how vital it is here in St. Louis and in other parts of the world.
And what's happening with the Memory Project right now?
Well, the Memory Project is ongoing. We continue to try to interview people from all parts of Bosnia, focusing on as many different experiences as we can, regardless of people's ethnicity or religion or age or education level, because we really want to capture that sense of multi-ethnicity that really is Bosnia-Herzegovina and now is part of the Bosnian diaspora. And we are also continuing the kind of programming that we have with events like hosting the Bosnia Born exhibit. And we hope to continue our outreach and really make Font Bon into a place where people can come to learn about Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Well, Shayla and Elma, what's it like living in St. Louis in the Bosnian community?
Well, I live here. Shayla lives in California.
Right. Excuse me. Yeah.
So I, it feels like home. There was just, I read an article today, like how the Bosnian representation, the soccer representation national team is in town, and there was an article about how when they're here, St. Louis feels like home. And I've been here 15 years, and now it, you know, not just because there's 70,000 Bosnians here, but because the St. Louisans, the native St. Louisans, are so welcoming, and they made it easy for us.
That's great.
Thank you.
Well, I would think with such a large population, chances are maybe do you have relatives here also?
Of course.
Yeah.
My parents.
That's got to help a lot.
Yes, yes. Well, yeah, of course. Not everybody does, but, you know, there's a large population, so it's easier. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like home away from home.
So this new organization,
Friends of Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Yes, thank you. That's a brand new organization, is it not?
Yes, it's been a few months. We've been meeting. Our goal is to, like Shayla said earlier, to present our country in a positive light. We're strictly focusing on art, music, everything positive about Bosnia. We do not, there's enough, we're not denying what happened, but there's enough in the media about the war and suffering and other things that we don't want to be associated with, like religion and who's from where. At our organization, actually, Friends of Bosnia-Herzegovina, it's not just Bosnians. We have, actually, I'm really proud to say that, half of the members are, Ben Moore is one of them, and Anna Crossland from International Institute. We have half the members are St. Louisans or people from America, you know, mm-hmm. other cities. So that's a great part. And we sit down once a month and come up with ideas to portray Bosnia in a positive light. And our goal is through that we do have a goal. So we are raising money to currently all of everything that we raise will go through the Bosnia. The most important thing going on right now is the Bosnia flood victims.
Right.
So yeah.
Well, you talk about portraying Bosnia in a positive way, which is why you decided to start off this organization with this art show.
Yes. After we started the organization, we were thinking about how to and what to do as our inaugural event. And then we were introduced to Shayla Holland and How Perfect. Bosnian Born is our first project, and through it, we want to introduce our organization and start doing this more often. Bosnian Born... actually, all the proceeds from the art sales will go to our organization that will donate it to the flood victims and Bosana Foundation, which Shayla can tell you a couple of words about that. That's really a noble organization that's helping students in Bosnia.
Yeah. Well, it's very noble cause because during the war, obviously, there were so many kids that actually were born into the war. So they were born in 93, 94, and they were born into this tragic event. And 18, 20 years later, they want to go to school. Many of them don't have parents or don't have one of their parents. And securing funding for them to go to school was our charter of Bassana Foundation to really help underprivileged children.
You know, I have a friend who I've worked with for years. I'm not sure if he's still there. At STL-TV, who is a Bosnian immigrant, who I believe you all know. He's a video artist by the name of Zlatko Čosić.
Yes.
And I remember his story is sort of like what you just said, how he came here with, I think, basically no one, no relatives, no funding.
Yes.
He had to kind of scrimp and scrape to go to school, and he's made something of himself.
He's a terrific artist. He's well-known in the community. He's somebody that I personally have a great deal of respect for. And he's an example of a person who suffered things that no human being should ever have to go through, but has come and made such a positive impact on the community that he lives in now. And not just St. Louis. He's really known nationally.
No, he has actually an exhibit in New York this weekend.
In New York.
He's all over the world. His art has been all over the world. So yeah. He's quite big, not just for St. Louis and Bosnia. Zlatko is a pride for us.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
All right, Shayla, let's talk about this positive aspect in the art. This is a multimedia art exhibition, so we're talking about painting, sculpture, what?
Art, fashion, jewelry, movies. I mean, you name it. We have at least six different medias represented, and that was the whole, having this synergy of different artists. Each one of them basically deserve individual art exhibits. They're well known in the world. And ability to bring them all together and share that synergy that no matter what age, what nationality, what their focus is in their art expression, they carry something similar. It's all about that their creative spirit wasn't affected by this war. If anything, it just broadened it, and they were able to reflect that in their art. Uh-huh. So it's been an honor just to see, whether you're talking about fashion or movies or fine art or photography, if you Google Bosnian born, you're gonna find these amazing people that just are doing something unique and special, and that's what kind of brings them all together under this brand of Bosnian born.
And did I understand, are the pieces for sale?
Absolutely. Yes, the pieces are for sale, and 70% of the proceeds are going to either flood victims or Bosana Foundation, so there's that philanthropic aspect of the exhibit.
Well, why don't we talk about a few of the artists, if we may?
That would be great.
I just happened to pull a few things out, if you'd make comments on them.
Well, Andy Poshkovic, he was born in Sarajevo. He studied music and art, and currently he's actually a professor at the Academy of Fine Art in Michigan. He's been really well known, and what's interesting about the exhibit, we have this combination of different generations. So Andy is he was already an established artist when the war started, and then on the other hand, we have some artists that might be 7-8 year old kids when the war started. So No matter what, I mean, there's that common theme. So Andy's work is just majestic. I mean, we're just honored to have him in the exhibit.
I think you had the opening, wasn't it, last night?
Yes, we had an opening last night, and we were just humbled by a number of people that joined, and
yes, it was
really
a great
beautiful
success.
Ben,
yeah.
you were there. So what jumped out at you about the art?
Well, what jumped out at me was the fact that people who were visiting, most of whom really didn't have fine arts backgrounds, were engaged with it, and I could see around the room the conversations that were taking place in the presence of this art. And you know, I teach literature, and I think art, like literature, can be often judged by the conversations that it evokes. And if the conversations we heard and saw last night are any indication, this is art that is really worth seeing.
Here's an artist, I believe, that has a theater background. I was looking at a piece that I believe it's a he that did, and it looks sort of like a photograph. I'm not sure.
Yeah, this is Harun Mehmedinovic, and he actually has a background, and he has a Master of Fine Art degree in film directing. He did a great movie called In Name of the Sun that premiered at the Telluride Film Festival, and he won many, many awards. What's interesting about Harun as well is when I invited him to join the exhibit, he was shocked to find out that one of the artists that was actually part of the exhibit was an individual that saved his family life during the war, and it's the first photo shoot that he ever took. It was with a camera from one of the artists.
No kidding.
So wow. it was this huge gathering of just people that had personal connection as well, and a lot of pride.
And you mentioned fashion.
Well, fashion—that's what makes this so special. I mean, fashion is something that is probably much more common to all of us. We all see it. Cao Pao Shu is an amazing brand. They're based in Santa Monica. Amazing artist Naida, who is behind this fashion line, but the fashion is really more like an art, and it's worn like an art. Won many awards. She's just an inspiration.
So this is going to be up and running through June the 27th. Let's go over this. Bosnian Born opened last night, running through June 27th at Fontbonne University's Fine Arts Gallery on Wydown. And if you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to that. And also, art gallery hours are Monday through Fridays, 9 to 6, and you're closed Saturday and Sunday. So do you need to think about tickets ahead of time, or just come
on?
No,
just come and visit.
Well, I must say, Shayla, you do not live here. You live, where'd you say, California?
I live in California, yes.
But you were here in St. Louis one time before, I understand. You came here, I guess, last November for a soccer game?
Yes. That was also another one of the Bosnian spirits, because obviously what our national team did for the country was probably one of the most positive things that happened after the war, and we're extremely proud with what they've accomplished, and we're there to support.
Well, and I guess you know that the Bosnian team is here in town. They're going to be playing Ivory Coast tonight at the Edward Jones Dome.
7:30.
You knew that.
We're all going.
Definitely.
You going too, Ben?
I'm not going, I'm afraid.
All right. Well, let's be sure to put it on your calendar. Bosnian Born, running now through June 27th at Fontbonne University. We want to thank you all for being here. And it looks like a great show.
Thank you
great
so
exhibition.
Much.
Great exhibition.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
We were talking to Shayla Holland, the curator for Bosnian Born, and to Elma Mujanovic, who is the president of St. Louis Friends of Bosnia Herzegovina, and also Ben Moore is here, the co-founder of the Bosnia Memory Project. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk about Gitana Productions' Fiesta of Latin and African American Music. We'll also take a look at PhD Gallery's new exhibition of selfies taken by 50 prominent St. Louisans. Then join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he and his guests will talk about World War II's D-Day as we approach its 70th anniversary. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer with assistance from Camille Phillips, Aaron Dorr, and Amanda Hunnickfort. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. And we congratulate intern Amanda Hunnickfort on her graduation from St. Louis University. Way to go. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council Estate Agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening, and join us next week.